Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Hancomp. Father Clint is a pastor living in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, Deliver Us from Evil.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gerasenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tomb met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by the road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" The Gospel of the Lord. If you watch the news these days on TV or get it off of the internet in a balanced kind of way, you learn very quickly that the two political parties, the liberals and the conservatives, both declare the other as evil. And if you reflect over what they fight for and how they manifest their frustration for the other, it becomes quickly apparent that there's probably something evil or malicious in both sides of the political fence. The two demoniacs who were tormenting the town in the gospel today symbolize, in a sense, these two political factions. And for us as Christians, it's very often difficult to see clearly how the teaching of Jesus, especially on the teaching of love and loving one's enemies, fits into this larger cultural context. Both sides of the political fence claim the other is oppressive and malicious, calculated. Each one claims that the other is going to be the downfall of society. But what we need to realize, of course, as Christians, is that Jesus has complete authority over any evil energy or spirit that might be unleashed upon our world, upon our culture. And for us as Christians, of course, I think it's dangerous to just simply sit by and be another one of the silent majority, because evil, as it is manifested, does not depart quickly or quietly. It's an important lesson for us to think about in this day and age. The evil one appears to be making his presence known to a greater and greater degree, and we have to step up and preach, as Jesus preached, a message of love, tolerance, and acceptance in the face of increasing terrorism, secularization of our culture, our society, a continued acceptance of immorality. Of course, our faith tells us that Jesus will win in the end. But the hard part is that his victory will most likely cause quite a scene, make many people uneasy. Uneasy, I think, because we've grown accustomed to the discord. We have fashioned our lives around the presence of evil. And yet the gospel today, I think, really challenges us to look through the signs of the times with eyes of faith and step up as Christians with a voice that echoes the message of the gospel. When we do this, of course, we need to be ready for the consequences, so to speak, of confronting this kingdom of evil with the kingdom of God. But it seems to me that when we say yes to Christ and embrace the power of the Spirit in our hearts, that we will indeed imitate the Lord himself as he cast out the demons present in today's gospel into a herd of pigs. May God bless us today as we embrace this very difficult challenge to our Dominican vocation, to speak when it's convenient or inconvenient, in season or out of season, whether we are accepted as individuals or not, for it is only the Word of God that saves us. Let's pray today for the needs of our culture. Let's pray today for those who have lost their lives. Let us pray today for those whose victimhood has become symbols of the evil present in our culture. May God deliver us all, and may God bring us to a deeper realization, a deeper understanding of His kingdom in our life.